Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in toll-free, you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Toby sitting in for Mark, who has gone off to do his fireman's training. But you were going to be here whether or not Mark was here tonight.
Yeah, I was planning on it.
Because we've been getting a glut of Nick, your co-host at Free Minds TV recently. And we don't hear from you often enough, so it's nice to have you back. And you guys did this without even consulting me, which is great because it's always nice to see you.
It's great to be on. Normally on Tuesday nights we record Free Minds TV, so I have to go home and mix it all down.
Yes.
But we had to record last week, so we don't have to do that tonight. So I told Nick I'd be on, and I guess Mark's not here, so.
You know, one of the things that you guys could probably do on Free Minds TV, I mean, for those that don't know, that Toby is, he's the main host, one of the main hosts of Free Minds TV. He's an occasional co-host here on Free Talk Live. FreeMindsTV.com is the website. But one of the things that you guys might want to consider doing with Free Minds TV is kind of cross-training, because you and Nick are both capable enough to where you could teach him how to do the mixing down and all of that, and then you could do whatever it is that he did in return. Like, I couldn't do that with Mark.
Yeah.
Because Mark, he has trouble checking his email, but Nick's a pretty sharp dude, so I'm pretty sure you could probably do that.
Probably, yeah. He's kind of taken over the role of the radio half of the show, Free Minds Radio, which he comes in and does, and I wouldn't have any idea what to do on Sundays if it wasn't for Nick here. So
Right. We've
kind of traded off, but you're right. It would be probably a good idea if we trained each other how to do each other's jobs.
Not that you want to spend too much time thinking about what happens if somebody gets in a car wreck or something like that, but
there's been many instances where it would have been nice to have the other one, and then again, with this circle of activism, it seems you never know who's going to be next to be put in the pokey. So
exactly. I mean, they could target, as we've been talking about recently here on this show, they can target you for whatever they want to and then do whatever they want with you. Of course, we've been keeping our listeners up to date on, and I know you guys have been covering it on Free Minds TV, but we've been keeping our listeners up to date on what's been going on with our co-host Sam, who is still in jail now over a week.
Yeah, we all expected him to be out. Well, yesterday I was thinking that he was going to be out, but looks like it's going to be a while longer.
He does. I did talk to him today. Sam does say he is feeling better, even though he's still on a hunger strike. So it's not an easy time in there for him, but
really,
he's bringing the hunger strike thing on himself. That was certainly his choice. But nonetheless, he's a courageous guy, and he's in there doing this for your freedom, because he could bow down to the state. He could decide to give them all of the information that they're demanding from him so they can move him through their little process. But he's refusing to do that, because if you really do have a right to a speedy trial, then why haven't they given him a trial yet? They haven't even given him a fair hearing yet.
Right, because, he doesn't want to play their game.
Right.
If you're not willing to play their game by their exact rules, they're going to treat you like dirt, and they have the power of government, they have the guns, they have the cages to put you in until you want to play their game.
Right, but they say, Toby, that you have a right to remain silent. They say that when they're supposed to arrest you and when they're going to question you, they ask you, or they tell you, you have a right to remain silent. Well, apparently that doesn't really apply across the board, because he was silent and was charged with refusing to process.
Yeah.
So you get charged with a crime if you remain silent. I guess that still means you have the right to remain silent.
And you're just going to have that right in a cage in solitary.
Yeah. So you have the right to remain silent, and they have the right to charge you with a crime and hurt you and destroy your life.
Well, I think we've also seen, and I know that listeners of Free Talk Live are probably familiar with what's been going on at Keene District Court here. They've essentially been making up their rules as they go along, which is part of the reason why Sam is behind bars. He was fighting this in the first place, going and trying to videotape in a public area where the judge has decreed, apparently without a signature or anything, that's a different story, but he's decreed that you shall not do this in this public area. You shall not videotape. For what purposes? I don't know.
And if you think that, that's only happening in Keene, New Hampshire, you're wrong. These bureaucrats will make up their own rules across the board. It's just that most people don't ever call them on it, and most people don't even know what their rules are, so they wouldn't know if they were breaking their own rules or not. But if you tried to go and do the same thing that Sam did here in Keene in your local district court or your local superior court, then there's a good chance that they're going to harass and arrest you as well. It's just
yeah, but no one will know about
that.
It. And no one will know about it either. I mean, it's not taken not only Sam and other people like Dave Ridley coming out to point out this problem, but it's also taken the support of all the activists as well. I mean,
yeah.
Sam's case, it's now made the front page of our local paper here a couple of times. It wouldn't have done that if he didn't have the backing of all these liberty
Absolutely.
Activists that are here. It probably possibly may have gotten a blurb on the back page in local
Maybe.
News. Maybe. But if it wasn't for liberty activists here not only taking a stand and getting arrested themselves, but also calling the jail, calling the court, calling the police department, letting them know we're not happy with this. We're actually standing up for our rights. If it wasn't for people doing that here, it would be like it happened in any other small town.
It'd be another forgotten victim of the state.
Another statistic.
And that's one of the things that makes this movement so special is that when one of our friends or associates in this liberty movement up here in New Hampshire is targeted by the state for whatever the reason is, I mean, I'm presuming it's some sort of nonviolent, peaceful thing, which that's pretty much been all they've been targeting people for up here. Whenever somebody gets targeted by the state, there are people backing them up. It's more than just your mom that's going to come to your court trial. It's a whole community of activists that actually care about one another and are willing to do what it takes to help out. So in Sam's absence, you know, we've got people, we've got somebody taking, Ivy is taking care of kind of the legal aspect of things. And, you know, we've also, you know, got taking care of, you know, feeding his cat and, mm-hmm. and doing all kinds of stuff that otherwise would be very difficult for somebody to, I mean, who pays the rent when you're in jail? Somebody's
right.
got to take care of that stuff. So we've got enough people here to where it's not a large burden all being placed on one person. There are different people that can kind of pick up the slack wherever necessary.
Right. And there's so many little things that anyone can do. And it's just one thing that makes it so cool. It's such a high energy movement can come off of this one act. I mean, today I just wake up and I made a few phone calls to people I hadn't talked to since last week when Sam was gone. I mean, mm-hmm. very easy and simple for me to do, but when you have a lot of activists making these phone calls on a daily or weekly or whatever basis, writing letters to people, letting people know that you don't think it's right, well, 20 activists showing up, 30 activists a day calling. I don't know what the numbers are. I have no idea, but just
Who knows?
Even
yeah.
these small amounts, and I'm sure that it's much more at this point. It actually does make a difference. I mean, you've got to think the jail guards where Sam is being housed are probably scratching their heads because they haven't had people protesting yeah. outside the jail.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, I mean, you were arrested and people were protesting too, but
only
besides
once,
a few liberty activists being arrested, they haven't seen anything like this. They don't get the phone calls saying release prisoner X. They don't get the people standing outside the prison. They don't have people calling into nope. radio shows, calling up the police department. I mean, even though it's still a small amount of activists here, it's making a big difference.
And the longer they hold him, the more people are going to be spurred on to do something about this. I've seen comments over at freekeen.com, and I've seen comments on other message forums that where people are saying, you know, I'm moving on my plans. I was planning on moving 2 years from now, and now I'm looking to see how I can move sometime this year. I mean, people are getting excited about this, and it's unfortunate that it takes tragic occurrences like Sam being targeted for freedom of speech to get people active, but whatever it takes, there are people who are going to move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Whether they come to Keene or not, I'm not too concerned with that. I just think we need more people, more liberty-minded activists concentrated in the same area, and of course we harp on that on this show a lot, but it's because nobody's come up with a better idea. There's nothing else out there that I've ever heard of that is a you know, better idea than moving liberty-minded people together in the same place.
No, I love the idea, and it gets me excited about the liberty movement. If I was doing this somewhere else where there weren't other activists doing other things, and I'm not given on civil disobedience going to fix everything or working in the system is going to fix everything. I'm not really sure what's going to make the change, but I know having a lot of people doing a lot of different things, well, it's the only thing that's happening, and it's actually showing some progress of actually working. So, I mean, if it wasn't for the Free State Project, I would probably be burnt out at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Politics tends to do that, but when you've got a real activist base, it makes a big difference here. 800-259-9231. We will take your phone calls about whatever you want. Plus, an occasional critique of this show is that you're too New Hampshire focused. Well, this is, of course, where all of the exciting activism is, as far as I'm concerned. If there is something more exciting, if there's something exciting going on elsewhere, we'll tell you about it. In fact, coming up, this doesn't really count as activism, but it's related to Sam's case. A news reporter and his cameraman were arrested in Texas. We'll explain.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you're very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system. We've got over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. We go to your phone call. Steve is on the line in Canada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
Steve, great. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say your show last night was amazing. One of your best ever.
I don't know why. I don't feel like it was any different than any other show. What was so great about it?
It was very diverse. Just a lot of different angles on things. And, I mean, the early part of the show, you had the filmmaker on that was talking about, what was the New World Order?
Oh, the paranoid guy, the guy that was paranoid about robots taking
and
over
then,
everything.
Then you had the Christian fella call in,
right?
And he had a different perspective on things. And then you went to your friend Sam, and that was very just a good show.
It's really amazing how a show like this, which is essentially it's an open phone show, how a show like this can actually be so have such variety and can actually end up being entertaining.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mark really laid a smackdown on the Christian fellow. I almost felt bad for the guy. I mean, he just.
Mark was a little out of control last night. He'd had two caffeinated sodas.
Normally goes with one.
Yeah, no,
double the caffeine intake.
Yeah. One will set him off a little bit.
I mean, he's definitely got an opinion, doesn't he?
Sure enough. So what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Well, based on last night's conversation and based on the fact that I'm not sure where your religious allegiance lies at all, but I'm not a very religious guy, but I mean, as I see the world kind of opening up here, this global world that we've got going on, I think there's a more simplistic view of it, and I wanted to get your opinion on it, whether or not it really breaks down to good people and bad people. There are good people that will fight for moral, ethical things, and there are bad people that will fight against that and be willing to do anything to get what they want. And when you look at it on a bigger perspective, I mean, if somebody that has no morals, no ethics, they will do whatever it takes to rise to the top, to get to the top. They will step on anyone that it takes to get what they want, and they don't have any ethics or morals that they need to look back on, no conscience, so to speak. I think that is one of the biggest problems that we face nowadays, is that for whatever reason there's been, and I guess it dates back hundreds of years, there's always been unethical, unmoral people that have no conscience.
Well,
that's where I see a very big problem, and it seems to be those are the people that quite often rise to the top, because they will push out of the way and crush anyone that's in their way to do it. And the corruption just runs so deep within government nowadays on all levels. Like, I'm calling from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I see it on all levels of government here.
Sure.
I see it in every country. It seems like the bad guys are getting the top position.
Absolutely.
And then they pick the bad guys because they know they've got dirt on those guys to control them. It's this power of control and having dirt on other people, bribery.
I'd say you're right, because what you're talking about is the government is a position of power over others. It's a violent monopoly. And inevitably, the people that are attracted to the governmental positions, and I don't mean all of them.
No,
there are
all
exceptions to this, but people
absolutely
that are attracted to positions of power are those who have the desire to wield it. I mean, these are people who, now, they probably see themselves as being moral people. They probably see themselves Yes, absolutely. I mean, Hitler believed he was doing the right thing. Otherwise, he wouldn't do it, right? So everybody believes that they're doing what's right. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it. It's just that their morals differ from your morals and my morals. And so, I mean, just to give you an example of how I can prove that what I'm saying here.
Okay.
Here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show, there's a local politician who hosts a Saturday morning radio show called Talkback, and she's been doing it for years. She's been a local politician for a long time, and I've had lots of conversations with this woman at this point. If you just met her on the street, or if you knew her on her business side of her life, because unlike a lot of politicians, these politicians in this area are not like full-time politicians. They're just part-timers,
right.
Basically. They make like $2,000 a year at the job, you know, the city council job.
Yeah.
So she's not a full-time bureaucrat, but nonetheless, she does have control and she does have those reins of power. And so in my conversations with her over time, you know, normally she's just a nice old lady. Like, you wouldn't know any better. She manages a business complex. She manages, like, a strip mall kind of thing. And I'm sure if you dealt with her in a business sense, she'd be a fine businesswoman. And I'm sure she's a nice grandmother and a very nice mother and all of that. I'm sure she's never beaten her kids or whatever. But when it comes to being a city councilor, for her, when she's taking someone's house, which is one of the issues recently here in Keene, was the city council voted to steal the houses of a couple people, a handful of people who were late on property taxes. And we, you know, brought this out to her on her show and pointed this out and told her, look, this is stealing. And basically what she said to that was, well, no, it's not stealing because it's the law. So she's told herself a story about how it is that when government does certain things that anyone else would call stealing if you and I did it, or thuggery or whatever, because in order to get your house from you, I'd have to throw you out of your house and then occupy it myself. That's essentially what the government is doing. But it's not called stealing, and it's not called thuggery when they do it.
Yeah, it's very difficult, if not impossible, for the human mind to hold two opposing views and have both of them be true. So it's either she's stealing and she's a bad person, which
sure.
She knows she's not. Or the law says it's not stealing. So that's the one she's going with because it holds
true
to her. Right. It holds true to her worldview and how she views herself and how she views the world. It's very difficult for the mind to wrap its mind around both concepts at the same time.
But is what she is doing, is it legal? Or is it illegal?
They have written down on pieces of paper words that say you may take people's houses if they don't pay property taxes. So, yes, it's completely legal.
Legal.
Does that mean it's right?
No. Whatever the word legal means.
It means it's words on paper.
And that's where I think the other... I mean, again, it comes down to right and wrong, good against bad. So what has gone wrong here that, again, if you talk about... She knows that maybe she seems like a good person. Why doesn't she understand that this is a bad thing?
Well, we can dig into that a little bit more here. Hang on, I'm going to bring it back. We'll continue this discussion. Why doesn't she understand? Oh, that is a good question, and we'll get into it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. She's engaging in theft and violence, but she doesn't see it that way. Why? It's Free Talk Live.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue our discussion here with Steve in Canada, talking about politicians and government people, evil, good, what's right, what's wrong, morality, why it is that they can't see those who claim to be moral in government, who claim to be good people, why it is that they can't or refuse to see that what they are engaging in, that the system that they are a part of and the actions that many of them take are inherently wrong, and or at least to us they're wrong, and we think they should agree with us, but they don't. And Steve, your question before we went away is, why don't these people understand that what they're doing to, that what they're doing is wrong? Is that pretty much what you'd asked?
Yeah, I mean, really, when it comes down to it, I think it seems to me that most of what is going wrong out there is a lack of human compassion, almost, it seems. And I don't know why that's been lost, where it was lost. Look at your friend in jail there. I mean, all he was trying to do was something that legally he has the right to do. And, I mean, anyone with a, in my mind, a right sense of what is right or wrong as far as the judge goes, I mean, yeah, you can split hairs when it comes down to the law, but I don't understand why a man is sitting in jail for wanting to videotape something in a lobby.
Well, I think what it comes down to is what psychologists would call cognitive dissonance, where the mind is holding these two opposing views, and if they're going to be giving in to an opposing view, that's going to be trampling on their world view of things. They're going to be getting this uncomfortable feeling that the human mind over evolution has started to justify these uncomfortable feelings and make them right. I care about animals, right? I think that furry creatures are nice, but I also love the taste of hamburgers, right? Now, how can I have both these opposing views of animal rights, because I like animals, I think they're great, I don't think we should hurt animals, but at the same time, I'm a meat eater. So I need to come up with the rationalities for me being able to eat meat. And so I say, well, mankind was put on this earth to eat meat, and I've got the eye teeth and all this other stuff.
And you don't have to do the killing.
Right, exactly. That makes it really easy that I'm separating myself away from that. I think it's the same kind of thing going on with these government officials. I mean, yeah, some of them straight up authoritarians where they're just here to hammer it home. But I don't think most of them are like that. I think most of them actually believe that they're doing the right thing for society. They're doing this to help people out. And to hold the view that, yes, every single law that I enact, every time I'm taking tax money, it's at the point of a gun. If they were to allow those ideas and views into their heads, it would crush their world view of where they are. And I don't think they'd be able to go on with their positions in government, which is what we'd like. But eventually they do. I used to be a socialist.
Sure, yeah, I used to be a, well, whatever. I used to, when I was growing up, I considered myself a Republican. I don't think I would have known really exactly what that meant. But let's talk a little bit more about cognitive dissonance, because I think you're absolutely right. We've certainly discussed it before on this program, but it's important to keep bringing this up, because it's really, the critical issue, as you pointed out, Toby, and I think where the person is in life will and where they are on their scale of understanding the life that they're living and what's really going on will affect how much cognitive dissonance they feel. You were saying that they hold a certain viewpoint, and then when a challenging viewpoint comes in and they're analyzing that challenging viewpoint, if that viewpoint is challenging their already held viewpoint, that's when that cognitive dissonance feeling comes in. Now, I'd imagine that somebody who's 18 is going to feel much less, a much lesser degree of cognitive dissonance. Let's say they're 18 and they just got out of high school and they didn't have, like, really politically active parents, so they don't know that much about the whole political scene. They just, you know, they know that mom and dad were Democrats, and so they're Democrat too. I don't think that individual is going to have as much of a cognitive dissonance issue as somebody who's 55 and has been a, you know, dyed in the wool Republican or Democrat or whatever for their entire lives, politically active, and, you know, just kind of imbued in it's
someone with a whole lot of investment. They have a whole lot of invested ideas about what the government is.
Which is one of the reasons why it's easier to bring younger people on board with this movement, because they just haven't been in the, you know, the political club for long enough to get those, to get that mindset pounded into them. And so when you're talking about people who are politicians and people who are in the system, you're talking about taking those belief systems to the next step. I mean, it's one thing when you're the average Joe voter who doesn't really think too hard about any of these issues and has just kind of accepted what he's been told about the system. And it's another thing when you've gone so far as to make the system your life.
And it's oftentimes old people who have had the same beliefs their entire lives. You're not usually not talking about politicians. You're not talking about people in their early or late 20s here, or even like their 30s. You're talking about A lot of the time, people with white hair, people who have held these beliefs their whole lives, who have lived them, who have written the laws now, right, that are putting people in jail. Now, if you're telling them that your entire life's work has been for naught, and not only has it been for naught,
it's been evil.
It's been evil, and you've ruined people's lives.
That is your
entire brain is going to come up with excuses and reasons that your ideas are wrong, and their ideas that they lived with their whole life, their existence, their psychological existence, their worldview is counting on their brain pretty much shunning what you have off to the side and saying, no, I've been doing what's right all along.
Your idea, the simple idea of liberty, will destroy everything that they, I mean, that they know to be them. I mean, they are this.
Talk about
system.
A midlife crisis.
I mean, or wherever, yeah.
Like that could really crush someone's entire worldview and essentially psychologically cripple them in many other aspects of life, too. Because, I mean, you're talking about politicians who have invested everything in this, who have invested their lives. So I think that it's not impossible to do. But it's not all going to happen in one day. I mean, it's taken a lifetime for them to build these beliefs. It'll take some time to dismantle them as well.
Oh, am I still on?
You are. Your thoughts?
Okay. I think what you guys absolutely nailed it there in the fact that you've got some dyed-in-the-wool, grayed hair people in powerful positions that are not willing to give up those positions. And I think, you know, going back to the gentleman yesterday, making the movie, and the gentleman, the religious gentleman. I think these are a lot of the things that develop over time. And again, it comes back to good and bad people. The bad people, once they get into the position of power and they surround themselves with people that they can influence, and they can influence as far as their opinions and their ideas, and then they continue to recruit those types of people. I think that's something, somehow, the good people, the people that believe in liberty, that believe in freedom, have to somehow, almost, I don't know, I guess get the guts to stand up to these people
on a
bigger level and just say, you know what, guys, your idea of this, of what you're doing is wrong, and it has to be on a bigger scale. Because they currently hold the power. The only way to get rid of that view is to overpower it. And
well, not overpower in any sort of violent manner,
but to
just simply stand up for yourself and refuse to obey. And I thank you for the conversation tonight, Steve. It's been good. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And he's right. Guts, courage, whatever you want to call it, is the critical element here. And it's been an element that's been pretty much lacking in the liberty movement for, well, most of its existence. Because if we have a lot of people who believe as we do, and there are a lot of people that believe as we do, if we have a lot of people that are willing to do something about it, then we can have change. If they're willing to be the change they wish to see in the world, then we'll have the change. But if all they want to do is talk about it, good luck. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those again. freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy. Amazon sells dozens of categories worth of products. I mean, lots of stuff. Pretty much whatever you want, they've got it. And you can even read user reviews of most of the things they sell, plus free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. As we go to your phone calls on the AMP line, we'll talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just finished listening to Saturday's show. You had the woman on who was very concerned about principled politicians.
Okay.
And I fell into that trap of having that argument with my parents many a time. And then I just realized if you point out to them that Hitler was principled, it shuts them up pretty quickly.
When you say Hitler was principled, what do you mean?
He was a very principled guy. He believed in his Aryan race and killing all the Jews, the Gays, and the Christians, and he stuck by his principles.
Right, the principle of exterminating people different from him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So principles are meaningless if they're evil.
Good point.
You know, they mean nothing. Sticking to your principles is certainly a laudable goal, but what your principles are also makes a huge difference.
No doubt about it. Of course, as we pointed out, these people that are doing what we consider to be evil things probably tell themselves that what they're doing is the right thing. I mean, even if they have to break a few eggs to make the omelet, they'll make whatever excuses they can for themselves to continue believing that what they're doing is indeed right.
Absolutely. Like the city council lady there in Key, but what was it? She told you once that she just goes along to get along.
That's what she said, and, yeah.
and that it's okay if it's the law, as if a strip of magical paper means a fill of beans.
You're right, and that actually goes back to something I wanted to comment on. You're welcome to chime in here as well, Eric, but our last caller had asked the question of why is it that, or he was observing that these government bureaucrats just don't seem to have human compassion. Where did their compassion go? And it seems like the law, this whole structure of democracy and the laws that come out of it, I know somebody's going to say, well, it's a republic, whatever. Democracy, republic, these government structures that we have and the laws that come from them seem to disconnect the people who are doing the writing of the laws and the people who are supporting those laws and the people who are enforcing those laws. For whatever reason, the whole magical political process of going in and voting anonymously in a secret ballot and then having those people elected, having them write words down on paper about how people who have a marijuana plant in their hands have to go to prison for, you know, decades.
No one's actually responsible.
Well, right.
That's what goes into a lot of people's minds, I think,
yeah.
Is am I responsible for actually voting this person in for voted a bad law and then is, putting someone in jail for it? How much responsibility do you actually have?
True. The politician wrote the law, but they didn't actually put the person in jail. The cop put the person in jail, but they didn't write the law, so they don't all have total responsibility.
And they're all doing just what the people put them in office to do. They're just representing us, right?
Right. They always
have
that excuse.
So who's actually responsible?
Right, it's the voters that are responsible, right?
I'm just doing what my constituents tell me. They want law and order in this town, so I'm just doing what they say.
Right, so even if they can be shown that people are being hurt, and you bring up one of the local politicians again, since I have so much experience in talking to her, I've told her about how there are peaceful people that are behind bars. I mean, these people are all over the country, the United States, with the largest prisoner population of the developed world. These are mostly nonviolent, peaceful people that are mostly
the entire world.
I think you're right about that.
25% of the world's prisoners are housed here.
It's amazing. And there are so many nonviolent folks in there. It's just looking at that. They tell themselves that, well, this is what the people want, and I'm just doing my job, and so they can completely disconnect themselves from all of the consequences. Well, if you don't like that there are 800,000 people last year that were arrested for marijuana offenses and another 800,000 arrested for other drug possession cases, not to mention prostitutes and gamblers. If you don't like that those people are having their lives destroyed and crapped upon by the system, well, you should just work within the system to change it, because until then, we're just going to keep destroying people's lives. And they just, for whatever reason, they just tell themselves that because it's part of the system, that the violence is justified and that the destruction of people's lives, it doesn't matter to them. It's not touching them personally. It's not their friends or family members that are going to jail. If that actually happens, then you'll see them all of a sudden turn around and get active to try to change that particular law. But otherwise, they're completely disconnected from the results of the system they support. And they can still feel good when they go home at night because, well, it's the law, and they're upholding the law.
Right. Well, and I can also answer your earlier question about why they seem to have lost their humanity and such. I honestly think it's Stockholm Syndrome. They're so used to living in this that they just go with it.
Well, they believe that their system is right. Even when it's wrong, they believe the system is right. And even when it's wrong, they believe that instead of just stopping the wrongs, because if tomorrow all of the correctional officers that are holding Sam captive, our co-host, and all of the other hundreds of thousands of drug prisoners and political prisoners across this country, if tomorrow all those correctional officers woke up and those judges and the police officers woke up that are essentially foisting the system upon us, if they woke up tomorrow and they decided they were going to stop doing this, it would all end. They could just open the gates up and turn those people out, but they believe so strongly in their system that they couldn't possibly do that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Stockholm Syndrome analogy, and I think, it could work out when you're talking about the actual prison guards and the people who are in the jail. I mean, the Stanford prison experiments where it showed that the prisoners and the guards acted in the roles of people who would not do it in their normal state of mind. I mean, the people who were in the experiment, the Stanford prison experiment, would never have allowed people to treat them this way unless they were prisoners, and the guards never would have treated them that way unless they were guards. So in a sense, I can sort of see the analogy to Stockholm Syndrome, but I'm not really sure. Eric, any other thoughts?
I was referring to the voters just continually voting for the same guys.
Yeah, that's
getting beaten down and just doing it over and over again.
Believing something is going to change.
I think it's more the definition of insanity. I mean, continue going to the voting booth over and over again, expecting something's going to change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Eric, for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Colin in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Hi. I want to tell you why it is. I'm a high school student, and public education is why we have this cognitive dissonance. Actually, today in school, we're doing the PSAEs, which are the federally mandated, you know, the No Child Left Behind tests. Mm-hmm. And one of our teachers told us that we are obligated to serve our community by doing well on these.
Hmm. And what will that do exactly?
It gives you more money to the school and such.
Federal money comes in?
Federal and state money.
I see. So if you don't do well on the test, then you hate your community and you're a bad member of the community now.
Exactly.
Wow.
And even from this cognitive dissonance, you know, we're taught from the beginning, you know, the state is good, the founding fathers are gods, you know, this whole mental thing. And the fact that, you know, we're saying that that's all wrong. And then that implies to these people that their parents are wrong, that their teachers are wrong, mm-hmm. that this whole system is wrong.
That everything they know, right, everything they know is wrong, or it could be wrong. And that's scary, right?
Yeah, and especially to think that your parents sent you to an institution for 18 years that told you lies. That's painful.
Sure it is.
It's like hearing Santa Claus isn't real when you're 21.
Except much worse.
Yeah, except basing your whole world around it.
Wow, I'd say you nailed that one. Any other thoughts for us, Colin?
Not really. I'd just say that's why.
Well said, sir. I thank you for it. And please give us more updates as you're in the government indoctrination camps. Let us know what they're doing to you. And they're always interesting to hear the inside perspective. And thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, they have been cracking down over the years as they crack down on our civil liberties out here in the public. I mean, they've been doing the same thing in schools, but at a much mm-hmm. quicker rate, because you're not covered under the Bill of Rights when you're in the school. You have your own separate set of student rights or whatnot, which I don't even know the details on, but I don't know how that works.
We were hanging out the other night with a friend of Biles from blogofbile.com. They'd come up to visit New Hampshire for a little while, and they brought a friend up with them who teaches public school in elementary school. Did you know, Toby, that they're now bringing cops around on like a once-a-year basis to bang their hands on the lockers as they walk around from class to class, pulling all the kids out of the class in like some sort of extraction scenario?
Oh, God.
It's crazy. They're just training kids to be used to the police ordering them around and stuff. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.